Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Let me ask you a question, Chris O'Brien, and maybe it's something I'm missing. So, when I go on to iTunes, I still see reviews. Oh my God, the Paracast has too many commercials. Now, few people have, with our permission, put up full versions of the free show on YouTube, and they get a pretty decent amount of traffic. And occasionally we see the same thing. Oh my God, it's got too many commercials. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm completely out of sorts here. Maybe I just don't know what's going on. On every single episode of the Paracast, since last November, we have been mentioning, very carefully, the Paracast Plus, the way to get the ad-free version of the show. Am I doing something wrong with those announcements?
Well, perhaps somebody is not reading them or listening to them.
Well, I think if they're so upset about the commercials, they are listening to the show, we think, unless they simply scroll to 10 minutes into the first segment and say, oh my God, there are commercials, I'll turn it off now.
I don't know. You just never know, Gene. Who knows how people think?
Wacky people out there.
Yep.
I was reading a thread on our forums about a recent interview with Ray Stanford mentioning a photograph of the Saqqara UFO. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, it's something that I was asked not to talk about it, and I didn't. But now that he's kind of mentioned it publicly, I guess I can talk about it. He has revisited the Saqqara case and has really carefully examined quite a number of photographs that were taken of the site. And of course, the one photograph of him taking a picture of Alan Hynek taking a picture, behind him, and there's an object apparently in the distance, that got him thinking that perhaps other photographs may have had objects in them. So he found a photograph that, it was more of a snapshot. It was his friend, I think it was Bob McGarry, standing, I think, on top of the dynamite shack that was located a short distance away from the actual landing site. He was facing, I guess, into the southwest and snapped a picture. And when he went back and reviewed it all these years later, he happened to notice three small dots in the sky very close to the horizon at the very edge of the picture. And so he scanned it at a real high DPI rate and then blew it up. And much to his surprise, there are three craft, including two, that look just like the Saqqara object. One of them that actually has the legs extended down below it. And he's spent quite a bit of time sharpening up the image, working with brightness and contrast. And it's pretty amazing. It does appear to be three objects in fairly close formation, just above the horizon, quite some miles distant. It would be about, at least 20 miles away. When he told me about this, he was kind of embarrassed that he never saw it to begin with, but he was also elated because, the two of those, like I said, two of those objects, they look exactly like Lonnie Zamora described this egg-shaped object. And he was going to not mention it until he came out with a revised version of his Saqqara book, adding new information and some other photographs and whatnot. And I guess now the cat's out of the bag, so I can talk about it. It is quite amazing. And, of course, I'm sure there'll be people that detract and say, oh, it's just Photoshopped. You put it in there. But Ray's not like that. He doesn't need to do those sorts of things. And he's very down on that and feels that that's a really negative aspect of the field right now with people attempting to hoax visual evidence. So it's pretty interesting, when you look at it. And the picture was taken, I think, about 9 months after the actual Saqqara landing. So, what are the odds? So anyway, that's what he was talking about. And I have quite a detailed workup that he provided, his list that shows all the various steps that he took to get to the point where he's really isolated these objects. And it's pretty amazing. The guy just, you know, never ceases to amaze me, you know, some of the things that he can glean out of photographs or films. And I'm still his biggest fan, but I'm just itching for the chance for him to get out there and present this wonderful analytical work and diagnostic propulsive analysis to the scientific community. He does have a member of the European Space Agency. I think it's either today or tomorrow, during the middle of the week here when we're taping. The guy's coming over, I think, or he may have been over yesterday to spend the entire afternoon with him. So I need to get a little kind of a briefing on how that went, and I'll have more to say later on another show.
Perhaps on After the Paracast. Being that we're mentioning After the Paracast, and for those of you who are reviewing the Paracast on iTunes or on YouTube, we aren't worried whether you like the show or not. We hope you like it. It's more about being accurate about it. So we do have another show called After the Paracast. And the way you get it is to join the Paracast Plus. And with the Paracast Plus, the first thing you get is the ad-free version of the show. We take out 41 minutes of network ads. We give you higher quality audio. So Chris sounds better. Me, there's no change, but Chris will always sound better and our guests will always sound better. We give you After the Paracast, which is 25 to 35 minutes of interviews, continuations of a Paracast show, post-game wrap-ups, all sorts of things, and maybe there'll be an update with regard to Chris's discussions with Ray Stanford that we'll present on this week's episode. We can't predict that because there's no predicting what direction After the Paracast is going to take. And it's very easy to get the show. You just join the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Simple sign-up instructions. It involves joining our forums, and then you upgrade your membership. So you get a custom forum and access to the Paracast ad-free version After the Paracast. We've got more stuff coming. Still working on it. And we're also, if you subscribe to a year or more, you get a copy of the ebook version of Chris O'Brien's Stalking the Tricksters. And this, by the way, is a straight PDF file, so it's not something that you require a Kindle for or any special device. Anything, Mac, PC, Linux, Android, Windows, iPhone, you can look at the file and read it. And Chris is going to withdraw that offer soon, so take advantage of it. Now, today we have a guest who I thought until I read the bio was very much involved in traditional ufology. Her name is Margie Kay, and she's associated with the Missouri branch of MUFON. And she also has a radio show, which she calls UNX News. And she's got a rather involved background where she's covering cryptozoology. She claims to do remote viewing. There's a lot of stuff there. And a fair amount of this, to be blunt, is a little out of our normal comfort zone with the Paracast, for better or worse. Okay? A little beyond it. For example, her bio says that she has also done some kind of psychic forensic investigation and says she has been instrumental in solving over 50 missing persons, homicide, and thefts using her unique remote viewing abilities, which she has honed over the years with amazing results. Now, we're getting here basically someone who's a psychic, and we have some hard questions about that because, again, this is not someone we've normally had on the show. But we're going to be fair to her. She seems like a nice woman, but we're not going to be shy about asking a few key questions here, plus a few questions and concerns on the part of our listeners. So she's due up next. Again, Margie Kay, UFO psychic investigator, works with MUFON. We're going to talk about a certain MUFON guest who's due in a future session of their public meetings of a strange nature. We'll let you know what that is. Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris, we welcome Margie Kay to the Paracast. As I mentioned, Margie is an assistant state director for the Missouri MUFON, and also has her own UNX news magazine radio show, does remote viewing, does forensic work with police departments. There's 1,000 things to discuss there. But the first, Margie, and welcome to the show. is how you got interested in anything about the paranormal. Did you have a early experience of some sort?
Oh, sure. I was very, very young, about 2.5 years old, when I started seeing a little lights coming into the window, auras and energy fields around trees, things like that. And then by the time I was about 6, I was seeing dead people. So I was introduced to it at a young age.
Wait a minute, dead people. That comes across like the movie Sixth Sense. Was it like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course, I didn't know what it was, and I didn't figure out until I was about 11 years old that I was actually seeing and speaking to ghosts or people who had passed over, because I had a very rude awakening when I was 11. I went to bed one night, and all of a sudden there was this glowing white head at the foot of my bed, and it was speaking. I couldn't hear anything, but I could see it, and I described it to my father, and he went and got his photo album out, and he says, "Does this look like what you saw?" And I said, "Yes, that's him right there." And it turned out to be my grandfather, who had died several years earlier and before I was born.
So you never met this person, and you say he was trying to speak to you, so his lips were moving, but no sound came out.
Right. I couldn't hear any sound at that time. I was not clairaudient at that time. I was clairvoyant, clairsentient, so I could sense things and see things, but I couldn't hear things until I was, in my 20s, probably around 22, 23, something like that.
So therefore, if this happened when you were 22, you might have actually heard this person speaking.
Right, and I did. I mean, he did speak to me later, and he still does.
You hear him speaking, but does he hear you if you talk back?
Yes, absolutely. And I can ask questions, we can have a conversation, just like you and I are right now.
Okay.
And I can do that with almost anybody who's crossed over. I actually started out in my 20s helping other people speak to dead people a lot more than speaking to my own relatives.
Okay, so this is something only involving your own relatives up till then, until you started talking to people about how they could do it?
Well, people would ask me for help. Then I joined an organization. It was a psychic organization. And as soon as I had figured out what was going on, you know, my mother bought me some Edgar Cayce books because they didn't know what to do with me. And she got, you know, got me started going to the library and studying this so I could figure out, you know, why I knew things in advance or why I knew when something was happening hundreds of miles away at the same time. And they weren't worried about it, but they didn't know how to help me understand it. So in getting these books, and I realized what was going on, and I had a sixth sense, and I started utilizing it and helping other people speak to their loved ones who passed on. It's called doing readings, you know, when you're doing that type of thing. And I did, probably over 3,000 readings in the last 30 plus years for other people mostly speaking to people who crossed over or their spirit guides.
Well, you'd fit in great up here in Sedona.
Sedona is a very, very new age community and with a lot of open minds out there.
Yeah, it's true. But for every one person with talent, there's 10 wannabes, you know. So you kind of have to be careful, be discriminating.
That's true. That's true anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Have you ever had any contact with academics, scientists who are interested in these abilities and maybe have performed some sort of test or something with you? Because it sounds pretty obviously what you're claiming is not your normal, abilities.
Right. And yes, I have. I had a study done on me when I was 15 by the high school science instructor. He introduced ESP to the class one day and he did some tests and I scored off the charts. And so he decided to do some more testing on me. And then he took it upon himself to create this study group where each of the class members got to work with me, and one would sit with me in a closed room while another one would be outside the room, and he would, you know, we would do the Renner cards and colors and numbers and all that sort of thing. And then they started getting more difficult, and they would place a student somewhere in the building, and I had to find them. So that was my first introduction to remote viewing.
This particular study, is it anything that's been documented?
No. This was a high school study. Now, I would love to get into a program and get some real documentation and testing done. But the opportunity hasn't presented itself. I think I'm going to have to seek that out myself. And I'm so busy that, you know, I just don't think about doing that. But yeah, I would welcome an official scientific study.
Now, is this your day job or do you have some other gig?
I own a construction company that specializes in chimney restoration, and I have a company that instructs professionals in the business. So I teach other companies how to do their job with chimneys and fireplaces. And then I also own a forensic investigation company. We do fire investigations of structural fires, and I write up all of those reports and all of, you know, fire investigation reports and estimates, all that. That's my day job.
Now, when it comes to fires, just quickly, you will also look for evidence of arson, right?
Yes, except we don't specialize in arson. We take the classes on it, but we specialize in structural fires that have been caused by heating appliances and chimneys.
Now, let me ask you, Margie, here. What do your customers think of the psychic and UFO stuff you're doing?
Well, I keep the two separate. I don't use my real name when I'm doing the psychic work.
So you're not Margie K?
No, my real name is Marge Padgett. And I don't mind telling this group that because it doesn't matter. But I keep Margie K separate from my chimney business, although some people have found out. It turns out they're very interested in it, and they started coming to meetings and you know, events that I have, so... It turned out all right, but you know, there's a certain element out there that would, you know, puts a person like me in the woo woo factor, and
especially in that part of the country out there, it's fairly conservative out there, I would imagine.
Pretty conservative. I think people have become a lot more open minded recently, mainly due to, you know, TV and radio and. You know, shows
well,
like
not
yours.
To mention all the activity that Missouri's just ebbing and flowing out there. It seems that there's always something going on there. That's, I think, one of the most active states, definitely the most active state in the Midwest, one of the top three or four in the whole country.
Let's do our break here. We have Margie K with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
From the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Extend your life with Extendo Bite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned in to the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
So we have a psychic. I think for one of the few times we've had such a person on the Paracast.
Margie's also a crack field investigator for UFOs, for cattle mutilations. She's kind of a Renaissance lady.
You do a little bit of everything. But let me ask you then, let's focus a little bit more on the psychic material and then go on to your UFO investigations and everything else, Margie. And that is, to the person who says, when you're talking to these dead people, they say, all right, you're talking to somebody. How do you know that person is really your grandfather, some other relative? Not pulling the blinders on there.
Yeah, I do a test. I ask the person who has crossed over. Well, first of all, my method is to ask the person's name. So by hearing the vibration of that person's name, I can tune into them. And if I still have a little trouble, I'll say, where are they from? And that'll help me. And I usually don't need anything else. So then I ask, when I've contacted that person who's crossed over, I will ask them to tell me something that only they know and the person I'm speaking to knows. And they will give me something. It will be a color of an eyeshadow they wore or a favorite type of a vehicle or, you know, something that they used to do that there's no way I could know about. And then I know I've contacted that person and whoever the client is will know that we're in contact.
Okay, so you will accept then a client. Someone comes to visit you. And so, for example, I say to you, Margie, I would like to contact my late brother. And maybe, or maybe not, you could contact him?
Yes, except that I don't do that type of work anymore. I only use my psychic abilities now to teach other people how to do it, and also for missing person and unsolved homicides for law enforcement. And that's where I spend my time. Doing the psychic readings is kind of more of an entertainment type of thing, and to me, it's kind of a waste of time. You know,
so if I asked you, for example, Margie, would you do a reading for me? You probably wouldn't want to bother.
Probably not, unless you had something important. Unless you had, let's say, a loved one passed over and they were supposed to leave you something and you couldn't find it, you know, or you lost something that was very, very important, then I'll help you out. But if you just want it for entertainment purposes, you know, no, I wouldn't. Now, I'd do it on the show for you, you know, if you wanted to do something like that. That's fine.
My brother died about 20 years ago, and there is an unresolved issue, which I will not mention what that is, obviously. And if you wanted to try to contact him and resolve this issue, it would certainly be helpful. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. I will just need to hear you say his name.
Well, I will say his name, but remember also, you can go on Google and find out lots about him. His name was Wallace Herbert Steinberg.
Okay. And where did he live last?
Last he lived was Rumson, New Jersey.
Rumson, R-U-M-S-O-N?
I will have to look at that. Rumson, New Jersey.
Okay. Let me see what I can get.
Right. A small town, upscale town in Monmouth County, New Jersey. Now, I'm not going to prejudge anything here or anything that Margie is about to say, but if you look at Rumson, New Jersey, some famous people lived there, used to live there, maybe not now, but you can look that up.
Okay. Just to see if this is the right man, is he tall? Was he tall?
Yes. And that's nothing you can't find out, but go ahead.
Well, I'm not looking on the internet. You can hear my keyboard right now. I'm not looking on the internet. I'm closing my eyes when I do these readings.
Go ahead.
And looking.
Go ahead.
So his hair would have been kind of long, but down to the ears and down to the nape of the neck, and a little kind of a full hair on the sides especially. So I'm asking you that, if that's, to make sure I have the right man.
No, not quite.
Okay, no. Okay.
Let's just say you had it half right there, folks. Now, we didn't plan this, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to have Margie put to the test. But having raised the issue of something unresolved involving me and my brother, let's see what happens. Go on, please.
Okay. Sometimes it takes me a few minutes to tune in, but we'll try here.
All right. What we're doing here as she proceeds is we're trying to see if she can learn something or get in touch with the late Wallace H. Steinberg, my brother, whom I've mentioned on the show from time to time.
I see him around a vehicle, and it looks like a vintage-type car with rounded edges on it, kind of like an Austin Healey or Carmen Ghia, something like that. And I see him reaching in and touching the gear shift.
Vintage, not particularly, no.
Sports car, it feels like a fast car and very important to him.
He was not heavily into cars. I mean, he had some interesting cars over his lifetime, but no.
Okay, now I see a woman involved. It feels like his wife. And the issue has something to do with her not telling people about something. So I'll tell you what, let me just let this kind of percolate a little bit in my brain, and we'll see if we get anything during the rest of our conversation, and I'll let you know.
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah, let's see if she learns more, because so far nothing's really hitting there except the fact that he was relatively tall, and that's about it. The rest doesn't really hit directly.
I see him bending over to get in to a car.
Well, all right.
Like a long distance compared to me.
No, I hear what you're saying. All right, so we're just trying something here, and whether or not Margie comes up with more information, we'll know. Now, obviously, they have the skeptical viewpoint here, is that when you say you're doing this, either you're putting something over on somebody, you're imagining it, you're doing a cold reading, which would be you could make a good guess out of something about somebody. How do you respond to that?
Well, here's the thing. If the more emotion that there is around something, the better and then more accurate I am. So if there has been a murder, say, there's a lot of emotion around that. There was a lot of fear around that for the victim. I will get extreme details. I'll get names, how the murder happened, where it happened, the circumstances around. All of that stuff will come through. Now, on something that's less important, I won't get as much detail. Now, I don't know why that works. It's just the way it is. And I've done so many, out of 53 cases I've worked for missing persons and homicides and large theft cases, I've helped to solve 50 out of 53. So that's how accurate I am with things that are very, very important.
Now, this is something documented. I could look this up.
It's documented. However, it's through law enforcement at different levels, and that's not something that is made public. And, in fact, I insist whenever I do work with law enforcement that they never use my name because I don't want the criminals coming after me. They just kind of, through word of mouth, know who I am and contact me.
Okay, so I can't look independently, Margie,
no,
to confirm you've really done this.
No. No, you can't.
Okay. Just trying to verify that. All right, we've got a lot more to talk about, and we're going to segue over to her UFO research and her cryptozoological research in a moment. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There, you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We return with Margie Kay, and to let our listeners know what's going on here in the Paracast, because this is kind of unusual. We haven't talked to people who are psychics that much on the show, and of course Margie Kay is also involved in UFO and cryptozoological research, but I asked that she try to connect with my late brother, Wally. And we haven't had any results then. We'll see if she does achieve any results as we progress. But let us continue here. So you say that you've worked with law enforcement authorities, Margie, but that information I can't look up because it's done on a confidential basis.
That's right.
And the reason being, of course, is you don't want the criminal or their fellow travelers to go after you if you successfully point the right person.
Exactly. And there have been some major cases with, shall we say, well-known crime families involved, and I do not want them to know who I am. So
all right.
The best way to do it is keep it quiet.
So for somebody who doesn't believe it, how do you convince them?
I don't care if they don't believe it. You know, that doesn't bother me at all. There are always people that are not going to believe that sort of thing is possible, but I live with it every day. So does my whole family and all of my employees and everybody that I'm involved with, you know, as far as all the groups I'm in, they know. And a lot of them call me for help. So, you know, there's always skeptics. And some people are so skeptical that they can't open their mind to new possibilities. And that's just the way their mindset is. I can't change that.
So how do we research things like this? How do we prove scientifically this that goes on?
Well, there are, you know, the Monroe Institute. There are places that research this sort of thing. There's, you can get a degree in parapsychology in California. You know, this sort of thing exists. It's real, just like ghosts are real and ETs are real. It's just a matter of your own experience. If a person doesn't experience himself, it's hard to believe it. There have been a lot of things that I've had trouble believing. For instance, I didn't believe in astrology until I had a very, very good astrologer tell me some things that were very, very accurate, and she continues to be accurate. So I think if you get the right person, as far as something like that's concerned, it may work. Look at, you know, Ronald Reagan, Nancy Reagan depended on an astrologer and psychics, and they must have had some accuracy or they wouldn't have kept going to them.
It didn't help with Iran-Contra, did it?
No.
It doesn't mean you have to listen to the advice or whether you will listen to the advice.
Well, right. Kennedy was warned by a psychic not to go to Texas. She knew something was going to happen. He didn't listen. So, you know, that's, I've had people call me before they get on a plane, and I've told them to get another flight, and then there was trouble with the engine on that flight they were going to be on. Just weird stuff like that.
Now, do let me know, by the way, Margie, if you hear anything or get any insights about my brother. Fair enough?
Oh, I will.
Okay.
I will. He has to want to talk, too. That's the thing. He's got to want to tell me something. So he's got to trust me. And we're just kind of having a side conversation while you and I are talking. And he's letting me know there's an issue with a woman involved in keeping things from other family members. So I'm trying to see who that is.
Boy, that redefines multitasking.
Oh, well, when you have ADD, it's easy to do.
Let's move into the UFO realm here, Margie. Okay. Now, before we define ETs or indicate whether ETs are involved, what got you interested in UFOs?
I have been involved with UFOs since a very, very young age, probably less than 12 months old. I didn't realize it, though, until I was much older. About 1985, I was in Seattle, Washington, and I took my brother and my two kids out to watch the meteor shower in August. And while we were lying there on the top of the car looking up, we saw what we thought were satellites. And we saw one, and then it just stopped. And then another one came along the same path, right over our heads, 90 degrees. And then it stopped at the same location, looked like it joined with the first one. And then four more came. And when the fifth one got there, it joined with the other four and then instantly shot off at a 90-degree angle at a speed I could not imagine. We all saw that. And just got up and got in the car and left, not saying a word, because we all knew we were looking at something that was not of this earth. So that was my first confirmation in my mind that we were looking at something otherworldly.
Okay, so you feel it's otherworldly because it does things you don't expect something on this planet to be capable of doing.
Right, right. Now, since then, when I got very involved in this subject, I found that, in fact, we, meaning our military, does have some things, some craft that can do incredible things and could be mistaken for something off-planet. But that was the first time I was awakened to that possibility.
So well, that's one thing we've discussed on the PowerCast from time to time, Margie, which is whether or not the military has test aircraft that may, from time to time, be mistaken for a possible UFO. So you see that happening a lot?
I do. I suspect, of course, I have no proof, but I suspect that that is what is happening. For instance, I have a case where one of the witnesses saw a craft that was very close to her, and in the windows were men in military uniforms. They were humans. They were not ETs. And they were looking at her and operating devices inside the craft. So this is a triangular, typical black triangle craft with three lights on the bottom and one red light in the center. So, you know, anybody could interpret that as being something off planet, but I believe that the black triangles are probably ours.
Yeah, you and David Marler, he, of course, wrote the book Black Triangles, and I think he's convinced that at least a portion of these sighting reports are actually some sort of exotic, you know, earthbound craft or earth technology at work and play, our tax dollars, put it that way. But
exactly.
Not all of them. There are some that appear to be high strange, that can do maneuvers that that defy, you know, I guess what would be considered conventional flight, that are non-ballistic in nature. They can make right angle turns, hover, go very fast. That sort of thing. So there are some that there may be something else, but definitely I absolutely agree with you about at least a portion of those sightings.
Right, and whether those have been reverse engineered from extraterrestrial craft is another question, but I think that's probably highly likely as well.
Hmm. You know, the question I've been meaning to ask, and I just can't wait to hear your response on this, is recently we were given notice that the location for Ted Phillips' ongoing Marley Woods project has been outed by some folks there. I think you're involved in that decision. Correct
me if I'm wrong. No, I'm not.
You're not? Okay. Well, it's
other. I don't know anything about this.
Oh, other Missouri investigators did a post and put precise directions on how to get to the site. I was wondering if you had any further. You know, information about that decision or not?
No, that's unfortunate. I will now have to look into that and see who's responsible and why. But you know, in ufology, there unfortunately are a lot of people who just enjoy controversy, and they want to cause problems for other people. And what their reasoning is behind it, one can only guess. But, you know, there are some pretty nasty people out there who have, you know, attempted to do bad things to people. And it's unfortunate because Ted has worked on that case for many, many years, and other people, his team has. Debbie Ziegelmeyer has been out there. She's our state director for Missouri MUFON. And of course, her brother, Chuck Zukowski. And Ted only invited a few people out. You know, for a reason, and that's to protect the people who live there. And we're talking about their private property.
Margie, let's do our break, okay. And then we'll go into more of this Marley Woods and the revelation of its location. UFO investigator, cryptozoologist, psychic Margie Kay with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockaways. A novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.